So the okay. Now the Pnei Yeshua, explains why Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos, meaning in the chiluk of Kan Bnei Ba'achad, Kan Ba'odam Echad, Kan Bnei Odam. Rashi did not want to like Tosfos. Pnei Yeshua says a svara. What Rashi says has a mila over what Tosfos says. I honestly did not understand what he was saying. So, if you got it, good. If
we couldn't get to understand what he was saying because we didn't understand.
I agree.
What it was based upon.
he's saying some sort of svara, but Rashi held his shot was better than Tosfos' shot. Before you get to the kasha of what to do with the price, just stam svara, he's saying some kind of understand.
The beginning of the Pnei Yeshua seemed to make a little bit of sense, and then I think we got lost.
Yeah,
beginning was what's the svara to say if he sold to one person?
Yeah,
he can't be twice.
Yeah, yeah.
By two people.
Yeah, and then he says al kochach mochach. It means he sold twice before the mother within. In which case we have a kasha on twice as pshat. You didn't have to be mechalik between adam echad and shtei bnei adam. You could have been mechalik adam echad himself. Ha, where he stole twice before the mother within, and ha, where there was the mother within between. That much I understood. But why Rashi's why Rashi's pshat is better than I didn't. Meaning he was saying. I'll say it again slowly. He was just saying that if Toitz has to be moida anyway to what you just said, that had he had a mother bedin and been sold and came out and then stole again, Toitz would have to be moida anyway. That even if it's adam echod, it should have a din like shnei bnei adam. Because if it's two totally separate cases, he already got sold and came out and stole again. Who cares that the Nignav's name happens to be Bob? I mean, like, it's many of them, right? So he says, so if that's true, then Toysus would have to be Moida, that even an Adam Echad is a Chilik. When he stole twice and had one Adam Adin by Adam Echad, that's one halacha. When he was sold off in between and then stole again, that's a different halacha. So why did the Gemara have to come out to a Chilik and Adam Echad and Shnei Adam? Like the Gemara says many times, lip from this kibbidi dog. He could have been mechalik and other mechod himself. Ha bodem echod, where he stole twice before the mother bedin. But ha bodem echod, when he stole after. But that's what he says, I think. But then he says, Masha'en came, Bidas Rashi, we have a teretz to this kasha. But I don't understand why it's better in Rashi. Rashi's also somebody that does that. Rashi himself says it, I think, in Divya Masva Elekan bodem echod. There's also a chiluk between meaning when you have an adam echad that he stole after the whole thing was over, it's like shnei bnei adam. Rashi himself also agrees to that, so I don't understand exactly what he was saying in the demilat Rashi pshat. Okay, however, what he does say is that the only way we had out of this kasha and Rashi from the brayso was what the Vilna Goyen says is the gis sarambam. Because the Magen Mishnah says that the Pshat and the Rambam is the Chachamim of our Braisa, which means Akorchok, the Rambam says so once, that's what the Rambam says. Akorchok, the Magen Mishnah had a Girsa, Badas, a Rambam from our Braisa, that the Chachamim was saying so once. And that's the Girsa, Choyze, in the Braisa, Nimka, the Einu Choyze, the Nimka. However, Rashi doesn't have that Girsa, Rashi has our Girsa. So we said, what are we going to do? Rashi has our Girsa. And now we have a major problem because we have Tosfos Kasha. The way Rashi is being Mefarish Abaye and Rava, it's not Matim to the Brais. Yeah? So that much I understood from Bnei Yeshua says that Rashi will learn that the Brais is talking about Shnei Bnei Adam. The Marshah already says on this Tosfos, the Marshah Tosfos says, I've arrived from the Brais and not Lishitas Rashi. Zokta Marsha, why is Toitzer saying he's arrived from the Brais? Because Toitzer didn't want to learn that the Brais is talking about Shnei Bnei Adam. Mashma in the Marsha, and this is what the Pnei Yeshua is. This is the second half of the Pnei Yeshua. The second half of the first Pnei Yeshua. Mashma from the Marsha, if you would learn the Brais is talking about Shnei Bnei Adam, Toitzer is no Kasha and Rashi. So we don't have to change the Girsa. The Girsa is Tata. Nimka, the choiz of a Nimka, but Rashi will hold that's Shnei Bnei Adam. that Shnei Bnei Adam. That's a Bnei Shua. That much I understood in Bnei Shua. Yeah? The only problem is the Mashah is a kasha. The Mashah has a riot to Tosfos. The Mashah says Tosfos didn't want to learn the Brayso Shnei Bnei Adam, and then he brings a riot to it. What's his riot? Because right after the Brayso, when Rava says, Zachinu Rabbeinu the Rabbanon, yeah, so Rava uses a lashon, the very last words before the two dots, B'gneiv asoya marachmana, v'loy nimka b'gneiv asoya marachmana, v'loy nimka b'chatzi gneiv asoya. So Mashal says, if the noise, if the Brayso was talking about Shnei Bnei Adam, why is that called chatzi gneiv asoya? Shnei Bnei Adam, so it's not chatzi gneiv asoya. This gneiv, this is not gneiv. As the Rashi, right? That Rashi himself said. As the Rashi himself said, but Shnei Bnei Adam, there's no chisorin of chatzi gneiv asoya, because each one has its own gneiv. So if the Brayso was really talking about Shnei Bnei Adam, which is what we have to say to answer up to Az Rashi, so then how do you learn the last line of the Gemara of Chatzi Bnei Vasa? Okay, that's a Ha'ara. That's the Raya that Mashal brings of how Tosfos knew to learn the Brayso is talking about Adam Echot. Okay? But with Az Rashi, Bnei Shua says, we'll have to learn like the Mashal's Avamina, or like the Mashal was coming Lafukit from learning, that Rashi holds the Brayso Shnei Bnei Adam, and therefore the Brayso is not a kasha in Rashi. See, even though I wasn't here, I did my homework.
When we look at this Gemara, and we have Rava and then Abaye's kasha, are we left at the end of the day that there's a machlokas between Rava and Abaye, or Abaye is clarifying what Rava is? It's a machlokas.
Yeah.
So who do we want to fit into the Rabban and Abaye?
At least one of them.
And okay. So if we're fitting Rava into, we're not into the whole one or two people, right? Rava's not a one or two
people. Rava's
Tobia was talking about this.
An economy. But I'm saying Tosfos' kasha is in Rava. Oh, you mean if we'll say that Shnei Bnei Adam? Yeah. Kavan of a chazor shen gnevis. No. So according to Rava, you'll say that the Brayso means. They're Shnei Gnevis. Same, that's the same. Meaning, if you wanted to. The same way it's possible that. I'm saying it's no worse than Shnei Bnei Adam. The Mashal is saying that the Mashah, let's put it this way, the Mashah felt it necessary to explain to us that Tosfos saw this Brayso as Adam Echad, and that's why he has this Kasha and Rashi. That means there's room to learn the Brayso of Shnei Bnei Adam, but there wouldn't be any room to learn the Brayso of Shnei Bnei Adam, the Mashah wouldn't need any Rayas. Yeah? So in Shnei Bnei Adam, there's also two Gnevis, you know what I mean? Elo what? Gnevai means the entire bill. Good, the Mashal brings it right later on the Gemara. It's not mashma that way. That's what the Mashal is saying. Chatzi gnevosa is not mashma that way. You're right. That's what Mashal says. It's not mashma that way. That's what he says to explain why Tosfos is learning this way. But in Rashi, I'm just saying, if we're not going to change the girsa, so that in Rashi, lechora, that's what Bnei Shua is saying, that you'll have to say he understood the Brayso Shnei Bnei Adam. Yeah, it's difficult. That's how much I took out. Yeah, okay, fine. It was worth a try, though. And again, the Bnei Shua also saying some sort of svarah why Rashi's better, but I honestly didn't get it. So, if you have extra time, go back and try to figure it out. Okay, fine. Right there. Ready, Ellie? Umaftin is about korchay. Mafadin maftin. He be part of the amivria balkorcha of the balkorchay. The amivria, you can be part of the balkorchay, but not the evidivri. So what's balkorcha? Sever of the name of balkorcha, the adoy. It means you can force the adon. So now, what does that mean, force the adon? So, to understand the next line of the Gemara, you have to understand that it doesn't mean force him to take money, because if it meant force him to take money, that's a bad true by Nebedevi also. That's the halacha. You could be poida. We learned these halachas already. The Mishnah said it already in the Dalam Adbeis. Poida Nebedevi, poida Namevriya. Right? Koin Atzmoy, Bishan Vyahu Begirin Kesef. Gearin Kesef is a way to do pidyon. That's for sure. That's by Nebedevi too. So what is this thing of forcing the Odin that we do by the Amivriya and not by the Abedivri? So it can't be to force him to take money. So what is it? So I'm only a buyer, mind you, the Kasab Lishtara Dome. We write him an IOU. So in fact, the buyer, doesn't make sense. Am I knocking Magnesium your day? Am I knocking Magnesium your day? It doesn't make sense that the halacha should be we force him to take an IOU. He's holding something of value, and you can give him a piece of paper. You're going to give him a piece of paper, a piece of cheres. How can it be? Well, I'm going to buy it. It's not the pshat. The Baal Korche of the Braisa means Baal Korche the Av. Baal Korche the Av, Mishim B'Kam Mishpoch. So Rashi says, Baal Korche the Av, Im Yesh Lo, if the Av has money, Koyp and Oysa, you poyda Oysa. We force the father to be poyder. If he has money, we force him to be poyder. What do we care? Why do we force the father to be poyder? Because since the Pagam Mishpacha, it's not right for the Av to leave her there. So Mela, we force him to take her out.
Does that mean it's
also
for father to sell his daughter if he has money? Sell your daughter if you have money. He says,
you know,
I want to get some extra money. I
want to,
you know,
play the horse.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's more like, I want to get
her set up. They'll make him be paid there back, according to this chat. I mean, would they stop him to begin with? Maybe, if they know that. I don't know. So, frak the Gemara. Yochi, if that's the pshat. Every name in Achfil, B'nei Mishpacha, Mishim B'gam Mishpacha. Why don't we force the B'nei Mishpacha? Mishim B'gam Mishpacha also. By the Eved Ivri. And for the Gemara, how do I always go to over there, it's pointless. Because we force him to bite them out. So he says, Kabbalik, I made a lot of money in here. I sold myself a certain amount of money. They were pointing me out. Now I'm going to sell it myself again? So we didn't get anywhere. Ah, if that's true. So the father also just sell her again. Ah, Hakatani, Edom Karas Venetianus, he can't sell her again. That's the din of Edom Karas Venetianus, which the Bryce also says. So maybe that's why, but the father were not worried, but by an Eved Ivri, there's no point because he'll sell himself again. Shrek twice is Akash and Rashi. Fish, Makuchas, and Yeshloi, Koipin, I saw, Poyd, I saw, Ktaz, Koshal, Aram, Imke, and my Koma, the Summer, Koch, and Nami, the Ozgum, Mazmelo. If the Av means like Rashi says, we'll force the father to be poyder. So why does the Gemara say that what's the point? The point is going to be poyder. He'll sell himself again. Or he'll sell her again. What do you mean? He's not going to sell her again because he's not getting anywhere, right? He's not getting a bish lama. But they have an ivri. The Gemara could ask a kasha. He'll sell himself again because if Bnei Mishpacha poyed him out, he sells himself. He makes money. But if Bakorchid the Av means Bakorchid of the father, so why would the Gemara ask on that? What's the point of forcing him to just sell her again? There's any way of selling her again. That's why it says Kasha. So the truth is, Bnei Yeshua answers the Kasha. He says, no. He says, 1 second. We're making a din that we're forcing him to be poyder, yeah? Forcing him to be poyder. So he says, we don't make tekonis for a short. We're not talking about a father who, you know, we're not choshed him because the Rosh. He's got all this money and he's selling her, you know, just because he doesn't want to deal with her anymore. Yeah? Yeah. There's a rush. You don't want to deal anymore, get her married. You know what I mean? You don't sell her as an amor. So he says, so Al Kokoch Mokh, we're talking about a father who only has Kedei Chayiv. He only has enough money to live like that day. He has no money. That must be the case. Otherwise, he's a rush anyway. So we're talking about him. And we're making a takana that if he gets a bit of money, he's got to be pointing her out. Because we got mishpacha. So on that, the Gemara is asking, well, if we force him to point out, he'll sell her again. I, Fred Tyson, he's not getting anywhere. Yeah, if you make a, if you have a whole cheshbon of mamonis, you know, you have $1,000 and then minus 100 plus 100, you didn't get anywhere. But you don't have bread, you don't have money to buy bread, you got somewhere, you ate bread that day. And they'll come and be forced to be poyder out, okay, so you worry about that tomorrow. People with only kedechayev don't worry about tomorrow right now. Yeah? They can't. So Pnei Yeshua says that the Mamela, the Kasha Nash is not such a Kasha. You can hear very well why they force him and still is what to gain. That's point number one of Pnei Yeshua. Yeah? But that's Tosis Kasha and Rashi. So what does Tosis learn instead? How does Tosis learn Pshat? He says, V'shem Yishleimah, the Nogra Pnei HaMishpacha Liftoisa, Bal Korchei Da'av. When the Gemara says, Bal Korchei Da'av, it doesn't mean that the Av should be poured to her Bal Korchei Da'av. It means the Bnei Mishpacha should be poured to her Bal Korchei Da'av. Why is that Bal Korchei Da'av? Why should the Av not want that? Because Nikol Elav should talk to the base. The loy Nikol Av should talk to the base. So they put a sauce in the Av there. V'hash Nikol Shabbat the other also Mazmul Lozak Taisus. The father doesn't want her home because once she's home, he has to take care of her panasa. So the part is we force the Bnei Mishpacha to be poured her out. Bal Korchei of the Av, because Av doesn't really want her home. If that Pshat the Gemara Taisa says, now we can understand very good the Gemara's Kasha, that if we're forced to be paid there, we haven't gotten anywhere because the father would just resell her. Now it makes sense because it's not the father that's being paid there out. It's Bnei Mishpacha. That's Taisa's Pshat. On Taisa's Pshat, Bnei Yeshua has a Kasha. He has a Gevaldik Kasha. He says, if that's true, Taisa's Pshat, we're forcing Bnei Mishpacha by Korchei Da'av. So, and that's what Abaya meant. So then the truth is, Abaya doesn't have to argue in Rava. Abaya could have agreed with Rava that the Bal Korchei of the Brice is Bal Korchei Da'adin. Bal Korchei Da'adin. Why? Because once we say that Bnei Mishpacha is paying, yeah, then who says the Ogden has to take money from them? Yeah? An Eved Ivri that's sold to Yisrael. Who's allowed to be goyled in Eved Ivri? So, I don't remember this so clearly, but I looked it up. The Brice of Daptes Baba Midbeis, which says explicitly that an Eved Ivri that's sold to Yisrael, the only one that can be part of him is him himself, not Kraven. Remember all the psukim about Oidoy Doy, Ben Doy Doy? That's all talking about an Eved Ivri sold to a Goy. If you look up here, it says, Uma, the third line on Tetzvah of Midbeis, Uma mi she einoy nigo be'ele, nigo b'sheish. What does einoy nigo be'ele mean? Look at Rashi. Uma mi, the second line in Rashi, Uma mi she nigo be'ele, nimka li so, loik siv be'gulis kraven. The Lenovkale maybe have to add Gulas Atzma. So who can be paid there in Eved Ivri? Himself. Or in the case of Naam Ivriya, her father. Kraivim cannot. So Zokta Bnei Yeshua, according to Tosfos, that over here we're saying the Bnei Mishpacha paid her out. Akokok Mukh, you have to say that's some kind of special takana. They made a special takana. It's not against the Doraisa, because the Doraisa didn't mean they can't, it just meant they're not chayiv to it. Well, we'll get to that, one second. But they made a special decorah that Kraivim are poil, that Kraivim can be poil around. Yeah? So they're making a special din over here. That's not really the din. Kraivim cannot be poil and never did be that sold to Israel or not Mevriya. So according to Toys, they're making a special din. So Dr. Pnei Yeshua, if according to Toys they're making a special din, that Abai could have agreed with Rava. Who's the Bal Korchei? The Bal Korchei is the Adam. What was the problem with Rava? What is Abai's problem with Rava? Abai's daughter was, what, you're going to write him an IOU? So we explained earlier, what do you mean IOU? Maybe Rava just meant to give him money. No, Rava couldn't have meant give him money, because that's anyway the Din D'oraisa, that's not anything special. Right? That's true by everybody, that's true by everybody. But now that we're saying it going to Tosfos, the one giving the money is somebody who really made the Raisa, has no right to do it. And they're making a special takana. that the Bnei Mishpacha can come and goil her out. So that could have been called the Balkorche, the other. You don't have to come on to Balkorche Da'av. Meaning if a Bai is learning like Toysmas, he didn't have to argue on Rabba in who the Balkorche is. He could have said his pshat and left the Balkorche being the Balkorche Da'adim. Follow his kasha. It's all inside this part. It's the second issue. Follow the kasha. Yeah, according to Toysmas, there's a special takana being made over here. The Adin is being forced to accept an opinion on someone that Midaraisa he's not chayv to accept it on. It's not true. That's what the Gemara tells Bava Min Beis. Loy Nigel Be'ele. So back to the Yeshua. So why did I buy a dog and rubber? Leave it alone. Bakorke de Odoin. That's good, Aldik. Yeah. Yeah, the kasha. The whole problem Bai had with saying it to the Adoin is because the Bai said, if it's Balkorche the Adoin, what's the Balkorche? No, if it's Balkorche the Adoin, what's the Balkorche? The only Balkorche I can think of, the Bai says, is you wrote him an IOU. And that's Shver. Oh. But now we could say a different pshat, different Balkorche. The Balkorche is you're giving him money. Money. Why is money Balkorche? Money is the regular din d'oraisa which exists all the time. Main. The fact that it's like money from Kroivim, that's a special takana they made over here. A special takana they made. So that's Balkorche. That's what Rishna says you can learn about the Tosfos. His terence in the kasha is his terence in the kasha is if you come in half an hour late, just sit down and don't talk. It was the first time I paused the entire time because I got distracted. Just sit down. Yeah. The terence of the kasha is that it couldn't take my fork down. Why? Because it's not a special. Why? Because we're saying here it's a special dinner, a special takana. He has to take money from the Kroivim. So if he has to take money from the Kroivim, which with the rice is not true. She could have called that Bakorke the Adon. She says, no, it's not called Bakorke Adon. Why? Because even on a Doraisa level, there would have been a way to have the Bnei Mishpacha do this. We could have said to the Bnei Mishpacha, give your money to the Av, and the Av will be goyel her. And if the Av is goyel her, that's a regular Doraisa. The Adon has no choice. So since we could have created this takana, the Kohen should give their money to the Av, and the Av will be goyim. And you can't call that Bakorke the Adon because that's the regular din. That's the din which exists by the Avid Ivri too. Then it can be goyim himself. So since there was a way to do it even on the Doraisa level, we can't call their takana a takana of Bakorke the Adon. And that's why Bai had to come on to Bakorke the Av. Yeah. Good. They are. Yeah. That's a turret. Okay. Now. There's one more to good over here before we see Baiter, the Yeshem Association of the Mikra. There's a Maisho. Maisho. Right there. The last part was a little bit complicated. Everything before that, I think, was understood very, very good. Except for when I said I don't understand for sure. Yeah. But let's learn the Maharsha together. Make it a little bit clearer. The Maharsha and the Gemara here. That's the Ches where it says Gemara. Maharsha is asking on the Gemara's kash. The Gemara asks, Iyachi Eved Ivrinami Nachfinu Lebnei Mishpacha. The Gemara says, if by the Am Ivriya we're going to force the Bnei Mishpacha to pay, because the Gam Bnei Mishpacha, that by the Eved Ivriya also we should force the Bnei Mishpacha to pay, because it's the Pagam of the Mishpacha. So why does the Brisa say that Am Ivriya we force and Eved Ivriya we don't force? It's because everybody's here in a long time. Ah, Zevi.
I'm with you.
Yeah, that's the Gemara's kasha.
Yeah, you lost.
So Frank the Maharsha like this. Hikshim Sefer Lechem Abir. Umay Kusha Dil Mishani Am Ivriya Shahab Machra Veloka Chamois. Maybe Am Ivriya is different because the father sold him and took the money. V'lachein kafinalei, and that's why we force him, k'shigesh lo, if he has money. Aval Eved Ivriya lama kafinu b'nei mishpacha, ad kan mishoinei. He did it to himself.
Yeah.
What's the Gemara's tushtel? The Gemara is saying, if we're going to force the father to take it back, then we're going to force the b'nei mishpacha to take it back for the Eved Ivriya also. That's what bothered the Gemara. What are you selling? You're starting with the Av and you're going to the Mishpacha. It's not the same thing. Two different cases. The Av sold her. He has money. Take her out. What did the Mishpacha do with anything? They were totally innocent bystanders till now. All of a sudden you come to them, Mishpacha, it's not right. I hear the Svara, but don't ask Iyachi. Iyachi means that there's just as strong a svara over here as it is over here. What do you mean? It's not just as strong of a svara. Again, Yachin doesn't mean it's not a svara. Yeah, he sold it. No, because over here he caused it. Over here he caused it. You caused the Begam Mishpacha, so now you'd be pointed there out. But Shenkim and Eved Ivriya, they didn't cause it. Yachin, Eved Ivriya, now mean a chvil of the Mishpacha, Mishu Begam Mishpacha. What do you mean? All we said was, Bakor Yachidah, Mishu Begam Mishpacha. Yeah, Tzvi, why are you not bothered by this kasha? You look at me like it's not such a kasha. Yeah, but the first time I'm talking to the person who sold her, and I'm saying you better take her out.
Yeah, your son's 43 years old, stole from somebody. You sold her, so have a difference.
I know why the kasha is not sitting well with you, I think. The kasha is not sitting...
He doesn't know why. I think
I know. I forgot
why he thinks he doesn't think.
What? You'll see in a minute. You'll see in a minute. You hear the kasha, though. Kasha is about... you'll see in a minute. Emperor Marshall, Belinire, Dechamoy, Dechafin, and La'avio. Let me just say like this. I'll make it a bit easier. According to Tosfos, the kash is not a kash. Lechayra. Because according to Tosfos, we are talking to the Bnei Mishpacha. That's why that's sitting well with you. Yeah, what about Rashi though? Meaning the kash is coming on the punch of the words of the Gemara. If we tell the father to take her out because we got Mishpacha, so we should tell the Bnei Mishpacha of the Abedivi to take her out too. It's not doing one to the other. So one second. According to Tosfos, even the first part was talking about the Bnei Mishpacha. So here the dimming much better. According to Tosfos, you don't hear the kasha so much. They're both talking about the Bnei Mishpacha. That's what Tosfos learned, no? We force the Bnei Mishpacha. But according to Rashi, that the pshat is we force the father to be pointed her out, the kasha is gavalda the kasha. What gives you a right to jump from the father to the Bnei Mishpacha? Right? Oh, so what? Let's see. So he says, "Believe me, the Gemara, the Chafin, the Lavia, Kishin Yeshloi. Just like we force the father if he has money, Lepirish Rashi, according to Rashi, Shloi Hayoloi Limko Bitoi, because he shouldn't have sold her. Came in Yeshloi since he has money. Hokanami Nocha the Bnei Mishpacha by the Eved Ivriya. Why? Why would we force them? Sheviwai Soi Lidekach Venichu Limkor Es Atzmai." The chiyomech achicha is the pshat. They should have prevented it from happening. So the taina on them.
Only in the Mokhash, not in the Mokhash.
Right, I guess.
Oh, why? Why? Also, Mokhash Basin.
Unless you say.
Basin say, give me the money or we'll sell you. They didn't help him.
Ah,
so
the only reason why he stole.
Yeah, but he stole.
The reason why he stole is
because
he has no money.
So they still should have stopped him from
having money. He could have stole anyway. Either way, he stole.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's not as good of a smarter as Chiyam Chachik is going on Moichar Atzmi. That's the puzzle that's going on. You want to say there's a similar smarter even by the Ganim.
It's even worse. Mechol Basin is even lower.
Yeah, I know, but Klapi there Achrayis to prevent it from happening, you can hear that it's not the same thing.
Either way, you reach the police station, we don't take you or
Akapan. But yeah, that's the part. He says, just like the father, just like we blame the father. The father created this Pagam Mishpacha. So if he has money, he's got to... Just like by the father created this Pagam Mishpacha. So if he has money, he's got to stop it. Who had din by the B'nai Mishpacha, but Eben Ivri, even according to Rashi, they were jumping from the father to the B'nai Mishpacha. Afak Micha, and they also created the Pagam Mishpacha. The Chiyom HaChicha, you have to be maxed again before. Then the Mashal says, the Pirush HaToysvis, the Chafil HaB'nai Mishpacha, Gam Ba'amah, Nichatvei. That's Pashit. According to Tosfos, we learned in Gemara, even by the Amma, that the Pshat is reported to the Mishpacha, and it's even more Gishmak. The Vadei Gam Avia Mikoich Anias Mocha Bitoi, okay, not the Mishpacha, Shenichu Gam Ba'am, and Shechu La Bali Deikach.
But the Zigi Yadoi, according to Tosfos. So keep on saving it?
Yo, that's Gemara's Kash. Gemara answers, he can't sell her again, because Am Ivriya.
Yeah. Only one time?
Yeah. So Zokta, so he says, according to Tosfos, even better. Because according to Tosfos, even by Am Ivriya, we're talking about the B'nai Mishpacha. Why are we talking about B'nai Mishpacha, the Am Ivriya? Same thing, because they let the father get so poor. Same thing. So according to Tosfos, it's Mamish Ainu Hach. That's what Mashal speaks out. Gevaldik. Good? Now,
that's what you all can make sense.
Yeah. Now, Gemara says like this now. Umani, who is the man Damar? Who is the man Damar who says she cannot be sold after, she cannot be sold twice? She cannot be sold twice.
Oh.
So Zokta Gemara, Rav Shimoni, very good. Rav Shimoni, the Tanya, Meicher Adam is Bitoi Leishis, Vishoyne. He can give his, he has a katana, he can marry her off, and then if she comes back home, her husband dies, he can marry her off again. The Shifchis Vishoyne, he can sell his Am Ivriya, and the other one dies, she comes back home, he can sell her off, he can sell her off again. Leishis Achar Shifchis, he can sell her as a Shifcha, and then after that, as an isha, avaloi l'shifchas achad ishas. But you cannot sell her to shifchas after ishas. If she had ishas already, you cannot sell her as a shifcha.
What, is it degrading her?
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. It's because of the psukim. We'll see. Okay, that's a tanakama. From Rav Shimon Aymek, shame shen other meiches bitul l'shifchas achad ishas kach ein other meiches bitul l'shifchas achad shifchas. It is machloikas. According to the Chachamim, you cannot sell her for shifchas after ishus, but you can sell shifchas after shifchas. According to Rav Shimon, you cannot do either one. You cannot sell her for shifchas after ishus, and you cannot sell her for shifchas after shifchas. So the one who holds you cannot sell Am Ivriya twice is Rav Shimon. Now, what's the machlokes based on? Ubeplugta donitnai, b'tanya b'big doibo. Right, well, somebody want to read the whole pasuk?
You have there?
Anybody have the whole pasuk? Yeah, go ahead. Okay, fine. So, the big guy book. Given to Beer Shalisa Allah Shub and Mashallah Maika. Give it to Rabbi Kiva. So, Rabbi Kiva learns the big guy book means Lashayn for the Lashayn of Begit. Begit means that the Adon was purged the talis over her head, which means he did yud. So Rabbi Kiva learns, lo yim shalom machra, you cannot sell it again The Digdoi Baal, once the other did yid to her, you cannot sell her, which means you cannot sell for shivkos after Ishus. Yid is Ishus. If the other did yid and then he died or whatever and she came back home, you can no longer sell her as a shivka. So Rabbi Kiva is writing from the pasuk, Lo yimshar lemachr b'vigdoi ba. You, the father, cannot sell her again as a shivka b'vigdoi ba once the other made yid with her. B'vigdoi ba v'lashem beged, like a talis, like a chuppah. And that's what Rabbi Kiva learns.
What did the pasuk say?
La'am nachri lo yimshar lemachr b'vigdoi ba.
Did he mention yid in the pasuk?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a drasha. This is a drasha.
What's the buzzer?
Yeah, but the bunch of trying the pasuk is not this anyway. The bunch of the pasuk is going on.
I'm nachri, but we learned
that the adam can't sell her off or something. I'm nachri. The drasha over here is talking about stam selling a shivka. Yeah, this is not the pasuk of pshat. It's not the pasuk of pshat. Not the what's the push up shot? Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
After she comes out, you can't send the seller to a
boy. Yeah, but it's saying lo ya oda.
The other doesn't want her, so now he can't touch her. So the other doesn't want her. She comes out. He can't now sell her to a. She can't be sold to a non-Jew.
How do you get the big dog very good you?
The big dog's ocean begging. That's the
drush.
That's the drush.
Saying if the cat is a pause, it makes no sense at all.
The part of the pshat is a different case, I think. Yeah. You have a chumash Rashi.
It's funny because that's Eilu Mikra, right?
Yesh Eilu Mikra. In the lush of the word, Yesh Eilu Mikra. Yeah. 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 Okay. That's a keeper. But as I meant, the big day bar came into Bolet Bar Shiva and Roshan the Meichra. He learned, but as I learned, the big day bar has nothing to do with Giyud. The big day bar means once you would baigate her, he was a traitor to her. He sold her. He can never sell her again. So Rabbi Kiva learns you cannot do shifkas achar ishus. And Rabbi Yehuda learns you cannot do shifkas achar shifkas. But my commitment, Rabbi Yehuda, is the abbreviation of Messiris. You go by the way the words are written. Now, how is it written? It's written without a yud. So when you say the big doy bar in diktuk, if you wouldn't have the kudus, you would put the yud in to show that it's a chirik, a big doy bar. The chirik under the beis takes the place of a yud, right? So the yesh in the mikra, the big doy bar, means one thing, but the way it's written without the yud, the bag doy bar, that's yeshem lemesores. That's mashma. No, that's mashma begido. That's mashma begido. That's mashma begido. Treacherous. Traitorous.
Which one's which?
Give us Zaviyash from the mikra. How is it read? How is it read? The big day bar means the clothing. The clothing.
Even
which one's which?
The
yeshem the mikra. Again, yeah. The yeshem the mikra is Lashon Beged. The big day bar. Lashon Beged. But the Yesh and the Messiah is different than the Yesh and the Mikra because big doy, the way it's being read, right, should technically have a yud in it, but it doesn't. So Titus, it's a long Titus about this. Boy, make the Yesh should have a yud, you know. But that's the Rashi saying. That's the Rashi saying. Yeah, Memela, you read it without the Yesh and the Messiah says to read it without the yud, which is b'bag doy ba. Which means to be traitorous. To be traitorous. Tosfos asks, Mechateh Yishit should need a yud. We don't find that usually has a yud in other places. It's not the regulus to have a yud. So what gives you the right to make such a drasha? Tosfos asks that kashin. Ayin Shom. Tosfos is a different master of Eliezer. He goes into this. I didn't want to get too technical over here, so I didn't tell you to do the Tosis. But that, yeah, that, but that's what I'm saying. So Rabbi Kiva holds Yesh in the Mikra. And Mamela, what do we be? Mamayit, we be Mamayit, that you cannot sell her after yield. And Rabbi Gazin said Yesh in the Mikra, which means you can't sell her after selling it. Rabbi Shimon Sava, Yesh in the Mikra, Vilma Sarah, Rabbi Shimon holds both. Since Rabbi Shimon holds both, Mamela, Rabbi Shimon holds, you can't sell the Shifkas after Yishis, and you cannot sell the Shifkas after Shifkas. They're both true, according to Rabbi Shimon. Aye. Whoever remembers the first parak of Sukkah will be majorly bothered, because it says over there, according to Rav Shimon holds Yesh Eim L'Mikra, because it says Basukas, Basukas, Basukas. Basukas, 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 right? We darshan six walls, or four walls, minus one wall. So Rashi says, yeah, Rav Shimon holds Yesh Eim L'Mikra, when the Mikra and the Mesorah start to steer one to the other. There could only be a Sukkah with so many walls. It has to have a number. But where the Mikra and the Mesorah could both be true, like here, he'll dash them both. You can't sell her after selling her, you can't sell her after the adult. As the Rashi says, Bishmata Rashi. Again, if you're interested in this drusha of with the Medaik and the fact that there's no Yud, even though it's not usually with the Yud anyway, that's what Tosis is going on. Ayin Sham, if you want to look into it, we probably will not do it in Shir. And now we'll go by to Shkari.
Yeah.